This is Party Line, on the air for over 60 years on WILO, Frankfort, Indiana, USA, a Casper Media station.
Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, a quarter century on the square in Frankfort, but a lifetime of authentic flavors.
Hello, I'm Heather Wood, General Manager of Pepe's of Frankfort. We can now offer limited capacity dine-in options. Or you could still place an order for carryout or have it delivered straight to your door. Just call Pepe's at 765-654-9654 and let us cook for you.
Bring those traditional south of the border flavors right into your home with Pepe's Mexican Restaurant on the square in Frankfort.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
Here's one thing we can all agree on. We all want a safe, healthy, and prosperous community for our children and ourselves. We'd like to see our local businesses grow and prosper, and we'd like to support our schools, our parks, and our local economy. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Be community-minded. We are Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA, community-minded. Just like you.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny B's, Pepe's, and Greeks on the square in Frankfort, all Clinton County Daily News and Hardesty Landscaping. Now being joined in the studio by our guest, who is Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly. Rich, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing fine.
I love that Stetson you had on when you walked in the door here.
Hey, I like it too. I got that for Father's Day.
Well, that's great. It was nice. I was going to say, is that going to become a new part of the digs that has to be worn now? Or?
Well, some of the guys have asked, so you might start seeing some different headgear on these guys.
If they start seeing that headgear, they're going to say, okay, when's the next transportation thing going to change? You going to go to horses now or what?
I think some guys would like that as well, so I don't know where to shut it off at.
Okay. So how's things been going with you guys?
Oh, it's been going good. Obviously it's been stressful over the last few months with COVID-19. But I have to just give all the praise to our staff and the protocols that we put in place and zero cases at the facility, zero cases for our employees. So we were a little tough on our employees and the inmates had to, go through a process before they got into general population. But, for the most part, it's something, and everybody keeps saying the new normal. It instilled quite a few things that probably should already be doing. So it turned out to be a positive thing in a lot of ways.
Elaborate a little bit on some of those things that you think that maybe should become possibly new stuff for you guys to do.
Well, that's in the process of taking inmates in, people that have been arrested, coming in to book in, checking their temperature, asking the certain questions of where, what and where, and the majority of them are cooperative and provide that information, and when you get that temperature of 101.5 and plus, and things like that, it gives us concern, not only just with COVID-19, but with influenza, the different strains of influenza. So, sitting and talking with the health department and EMA and the other county officials and even the city officials, it's come to you know, light that, hey, we probably should be taking these steps to a certain extent to protect the rest of the population that's in the facility, and including our own employees. So with those in place, and we put those in place pretty early in March so that we could, you know, hopefully avoid a massive exposure, and that's exactly what we did.
Is there anything in specific, the kind of advice that you give to businesses or people out there in general, besides the you know, the mask, the social distancing and all that? Anything out there in particular that you think would be really good for people to adhere to?
Well, as far as the businesses and our daily operations, you know, it is. It's those basics that they put out. I think the distance is probably the biggest thing, keeping a good distance. But on that practice of, you know, how many people are in a building, things like that, in the spaces and the areas. And I think that plays a huge part in it as well. You know, sanitation, cleaning things, wiping things down, and having that ability, absolutely, without a doubt.
Are you a little surprised that the COVID cases have increased here in the last few days?
Not necessarily. You know, I think it's obviously the COVID-19 has been around for a lot of years. I'm not a resident expert on COVID-19, but it's one of those things where I think we are going to see, we are a very social community, country, state, where look at all the NASCAR racing and look at all the events and things that we do. We are probably social distancing was probably the hardest thing for people to do. And, you know, just think about close talkers, people that, you know, have to stand right up to you. In law enforcement, you know, we keep that distance of, you know, what we call a reactionary gap. And, you know, so maybe police officers are a little more used to it, but it's one of those things where in this day and age, we're very close. This is a close country, you know.
You know, the other thing is, I think it's, you know, and I haven't gotten through this yet. Everybody, so, you know, handshakes are gone now for basically most, unless you know somebody, which is, you know, it's kind of why I still do it a little bit. But then also, I know there's a lot of huggers out there, which I'll admit, I'm one of those.
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm, you know, that takes away a lot of greeting things for a lot of people.
Right. And, you know, the thing about it probably the worst part of it is not just the COVID-19, but the mental thing that comes along with it. And that's the separation from, you know, your parents, your grandparents, as far as, you know, keeping distance from them, even in your own household. And, you know, you kind of got to rethink how you're doing things. But, you know, mentally, that's pretty tough on people. And that's probably one of the bigger concerns is what's the lasting effect of not being around other people? And a lot of folks, especially our older community, you know, it brightens their day when people stop by and visit. And there for, you know, weeks, you know, specific times and how I visited my mom was, mm-hmm. you know, at the door, Mom, how you doing? And, you know, and then that's as close as we got. So, I mean, it's a little bit trying on the mental part of it.
You know, and the other thing I think it's going to hurt is that, especially for older people, you know, they don't hear as well as the older we get. And the problem is a lot of times conversations that you like to have with somebody who you trust and like to be around is sort of private. And now those are going to be kind of hard to keep those things private.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's so distance is, you know, is difficult. And, you know, and yes, you can do video and you can do everything like that. But, that's still not the same as what we had before, and it's kind of hard to let that some of that go. You know, you still want to meet in a group and have conversations, and you know, and in some form or fashion, I think we're missing something if we don't have that close group conversations.
You know, another thing that's coming up here in about another 2 months or a little less than that, schools are going to be reopening, and you know, police officers are going to be back in those schools. And so how do you think we're going to handle some of this kind of stuff coming up with what we got right now?
Well, I think over time, you know, we're going to find out that there are some things that work, some things that do help, and some things that just absolutely don't do anything at all. And, you know, and there's that controversy of masks. There's that controversy of, you know, even social distancing. And, you know, and it's going to be difficult regardless. It's going to be hard. And, you know, and our people at the sheriff's office will – you know, we'll abide by the guidelines set by the schools, the recommendations that they put in place, but we'll be there. You know, that's an obligation, and so it'll be interesting to see by this fall and early winter what the true recommendations will be from CDC and the health departments.
What I know LaGrange County here implemented a quote, I guess it was a law, or I don't know what they said, everybody had to be masked, you know, for a time period here. Is there any way you can really, you know, get that accomplished?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I think it's to a certain extent it's unreasonable to have that expectation, and it's a difficult thing as far as enforcing it. I don't see how you could.
There's no law in the book, is there?
Not that I know of. Now, and when you get into emergencies, and you know our commissioners put in effect the different levels of emergencies, things like that. I think you could be grabbed up under some of these emergency orders, but even at that point, I'm not sure that that's enforceable.
Yeah, I when they did that, I'm like, okay, now how are you going to enforce this? I don't know if you can.
Right, right.
I don't see any reason why. One thing I did want to ask you, and I'm trying to get, when we had Scott Shoemaker in here earlier, we talked about this. What's been your thoughts about the police violence and the protests here in the last month or so,
two months? It's something I wake up to and think about every day, go to bed every night and thinking about it, and it's disappointing. You know, you think about throughout time and everything else that, you know, truly in most instances, chaos and violence doesn't bring about the things that you want. And I think there's a lot of people that are victims now from these protests and from this violence. Now, protests, there's a difference between protesting and what has happened in a lot of these cities, even as close as Lafayette, even as close as Fort Wayne and Indianapolis. It's disappointing that parts of the community have done that, and part people from our own state have, you know, partaken in the defacing or the vandalism and the damage to businesses. And there have been deaths related to, you know, these protests. And I hate to say protest because it's a fantastic thing to protest and put your thoughts and your ideas out there, and that's a protected part of what we can do as Americans. But the other part of it is tearing things down, setting things on fire, vandalizing, stealing from stores, things like that. That's heartbreaking, you know, to see that happen. There are ways to voice your opinion. There are ways to get out there and show your support or your non-support. And so hopefully, you know, over the next few months that those things start slowing down, the protests, you know, keep it up if that's something that you see. Now, as far as the situation that started all of this, and we go back to, you know, you go to Minneapolis and you take a look at what happened up there, absolutely. Was that wrong? Absolutely, it was wrong. You know, so, I mean, there's no doubt about it. So we stay on top of our training. We reiterate to our officers out there on the road, the folks in our correction facility in the jail, that, you know, you get these people secured, you sit them up, and things like that. You know, this is not something new, and, you know, it's really close to positional asphyxia is what, you know, we trained to avoid. So every officer there should have had that type of training, and we also try and push to each officer that you are an individual leader. And if you see something wrong, then you are obligated to make it right.
To me, I thought the biggest disappointment I saw in that video was the fact I saw and heard no communication between the officers.
No, none whatsoever.
And I think that is a very disappointing part of where law enforcement really probably failed as much as anything.
Absolutely. You know, and we looked at our policies, and this actually came up several months ago. And the types and everybody's now talking about neck restraints, talking about you know, different holds, things like that. And so we revisited our policy a few months ago. We have a policy in there that allows what's called a vascular neck restraint, and we have removed that policy, and mostly because it poses such a risk.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and, you know, the officer up in Minneapolis, you know, he's kneeling down on top of this person. And, you know, and I don't know how much weight was put on him or anything else. And there's a lot of other factors that played into, you know, this whole situation. You know, you can look at the coroner's report online, and you can obviously see that there's a whole lot of things in the system that may potentially kill you as well.
Mm-hmm.
But what the actions of the officer didn't help, you know, keep that person alive, that's for sure.
You know, and the thing that hurts you guys, unless you specifically see somebody do something, you really can't do anything as far as arresting an individual for defacing or whatever, unless you see it. And then on top of that, a lot of these people are probably being shipped in from out of town on top of it.
Right, and that's what I've heard, and that's a lot of the possibility. Now, we have good communication with Indianapolis Police Department and State Police, and obviously the Sheriff's Office in Tippecanoe County, Lafayette City. And, you know, that's the long-term investigation, and there have been arrests out of the Tippecanoe County situations where there was a few nights of protesting, mm-hmm. and then after the protest. And the way I take it, most of the protests are peaceful. Everything is fine. And then you see people start to filter in, and then the violence, the vandalism, and
right.
that takes place afterwards. So, you know, the people that are committing these crimes are probably scaring off the people that want to voice their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have to find a way to keep that from happening so that people can actually get out there and show their support or non-support for whichever side or wherever they're at. But, you know, I think the people that come in there and commit these acts of violence and vandalism and things like that and the thefts, I think they're keeping the people that truly want to voice their opinion from coming out.
Is there anything going to be going on here in the next month or two that you guys want to put out that you haven't got out yet?
Well, on July 1 next week, we do have a new law that is a state statute that prevents people from having their cell phones or electronic devices in their hands while they're driving. And sad to say, it's going to take a lot for people to not have that phone in their hands.
It's also going to be hard for you guys to try and enforce it, too.
Well, to a certain extent, it will be and it won't be. And we have to remember that an infraction is a preponderance of the law, which isn't beyond a reasonable doubt. So, I mean, you know, we see a cell phone in somebody's hand or up to their ear. It's going to be up to the judge to decide, you know, whether it happened or whether it didn't happen. So, you know, and in that case, you know, you do have some exemptions in there. You can use your Bluetooth. You can use your phone cradles and talk through speaker and the hands-free functions at most cell phones. And even the vehicles now that we're purchasing, you know, they have the capability to use the Bluetooth speakers.
Yeah.
So with that, you know, I think it'll save lives. I think it'll hopefully get people's eyes off of their phones and on the road. And so it's important. I think, it just takes a few seconds of distraction and you're left of center or you're driving off the roadway. Mm-hmm. And we know the results after that.
How difficult is it for you guys to go ahead and maybe pick somebody up on that charge if you have tinted windows?
Well, it depends. I mean, you know,
because I know I can't see through the tinted windows.
Right. There's a lot, you know, and that does pose a problem. And yes, there are people that will tint their windows to the point where they're dark and you can't see in. They'll tint their windshields and things like that. And I guess if you're willing to risk it in somebody else's health and safety, then, you know, that just shows zero common sense.
It also shows a little bit of ignorance on top of that.
Absolutely.
Rich, is there anything else you want to add or bring up before I let you go?
Well, we're preparing for the rest of the summer here in Clinton County. Looking forward to some of the events that are coming up. They're going to have fireworks here in a week. And mm-hmm. even without the festivities, there's still going to be, you know, 1,500 plus people out there at the park, things like that. And just remember the firework safety and be conscious of your neighbors and your animals and our neighbors' pets that your fireworks are going to disturb or cause an issue for. And we have the county fair coming up. So, you know, it looks like we're going to have a little bit of a busy summer here. And which is kind of, I'm happy about that.
Which is what we probably need to have, in all honesty. It kind of takes our minds off the things that have been dragging us down for a
Absolutely.
While.
Absolutely. Yeah. So just stay positive, and we're going to keep moving on.
All right, Rich, thanks much. Greatly appreciate the time. Best luck to you guys and everybody at the Sheriff's Department.
Thanks for having me.
All right, not a problem. We're going to take a quick break here. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greeks on the Square in Frankfort, along with Clinton County Daily News and Hardesty Landscaping. We'll be right back.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
It's about your life and your money. It's the Dave Ramsey Show.
If you go get a degree in a usable field, I mean, you're not getting a PhD in German polka history here. I mean, you're getting something that there's actually a market for the degree. Then that is a great rate of return long term. College degrees aren't guarantees of income, but boy, knowledge, all smart people usually make more money than dumb people. Hello.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Who hasn't felt protective lately of our families, our communities, our resources? In times like these, we all fight to make sure our people are safe. But at the American Cancer Society, our people, our community, our family is made up of millions of cancer patients and their families. So keeping them safe takes everyone's help. During COVID-19, help us keep vital resources available to cancer patients. Please donate to the American Cancer Society at cancer.org.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Compass Credit Union Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's Pepe's and Greeks on the Square in Frankfort, Clinton County Daily News, and Hardesty Landscaping. And our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com is made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Pro Bike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, along with Slappy's Food and Freedom. We've got about 7 minutes or so left in the show, so any comments or questions, 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. And we'll discuss some things. I'm looking for something very specific here. Here we go. Okay. Of course, the Saharan dust cloud is a big item of conversation around here, and we should be getting it, I think it's this weekend, but, that's going to be a very interesting target to see what happens. You're going to see some, milky days. You're going to see a lot of different type of colored, sunlights and sunsets and those type of things. So it should be kind of interesting when it gets to hit. It's going to hit the Gulf Coast supposedly yesterday and today. Promising hazy skies, fiery red sunsets. But there are also some potential health problems to this. It's nicknamed Godzilla for its unusual large size. The plume of dust began to emerge off Western Africa last weekend. And now it's traveled over 4,000 miles from the Atlantic Ocean to the Caribbean Sea and Gulf of Mexico, according to the Weather Channel. The massive, extremely dry and dusty air, known as the Saharan air layer, forms over the Sahara Desert and moves across the North Atlantic every 3 to 5 days from late spring to early fall. I don't think they've ever gotten here, at least for a while. Peaking in late June to mid-August, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. If you occupy a roughly 2-mile thick layer of in the atmosphere, the agency said. So the main impacts of the Saharan dust are a whitening of the sky during daylight hours, redder sunsets, and decreased air quality. So just be prepared for that when that happens to you this weekend. Target is finally getting on board. And what I mean by that,
because they're going to finally roll out some things they should have rolled out probably some time ago. It says they plans to finally make curbside pickup available for fresh and frozen grocery products amid ongoing concerns related to the coronavirus pandemic. Since the COVID-19 virus began to spread, news reports show that high traffic areas and in indoor environments with poor ventilation, not unlike grocery store, are among the most dangerous places to contract it. Target joins a number of national chains to offer online ordering and curbside pickup for customers who prefer to avoid what they could be a stressful environment. Trader Joe's, however, remains a notable outlier in this trend. Target made the announcement on Wednesday, and they revealed plans to ramp up their order pickup and drive-up services to include fresh and frozen grocery items, and we'll just see how that. But Target's going to start getting back to maybe having some new things to the world.
Yeah, I think so. I saw that the other day, and the grocery pickup, a lot of people a lot of speculation is out there as to whether or not this is going to a trend that's going to continue at the different stores. I mean, I know our Walmart's been doing it, you know, ever since all this started.
Right.
But I don't think it's going to die off. I think people enjoy the convenience of it.
I think so too. But you know, as I've said before, I don't want anybody, and I do mean anybody, touching my groceries. I'll do that myself.
I think it depends on what I'm getting. I don't mind. I don't want anybody picking out my produce and my fruit.
And the meat. I don't want to do that either.
Yeah, the fresh stuff.
Yeah,
cereal in a box, all that kind of stuff. That doesn't bother me. Kleenex, you know, the basic stuff.
No, I will say this.
Prepackaged.
I better not get a thing with an expired date on it, though.
No.
If they do that, they're going to get it right back as soon as I see it.
But there again, they shouldn't have expired dates, and that should be brought to the attention to them anyway.
A lot of them do.
They don't get their things rotated out.
Especially, you know, places like Walmart, Ruler, and places like that particularly don't watch those dates very closely.
So, I've not had an issue with that ever.
Yeah.
So.
This is kind of interesting because we're talking about getting a second stimulus check.
Mm-hmm. I know where you're going with this.
I think you need to. And it's kind of a cute little thing I have on one of the pieces of paper I have here. But $1.4 billion worth of stimulus checks were sent to more than 1 million dead Americans.
Mm-hmm.
A congressional watchdog said yesterday that happened partially because the Treasury Bureau of the Fiscal Service, which was in charge of sending out stimulus checks, didn't have access to the Social Security Administration's set of death records.
Exactly. And honestly, it takes so long for those records to be updated, and then when you got a pandemic on top of it, it's even more so.
In this next paragraph, I'm just going like, you know, why so many pages? But so this is a watchdog that could dare hold the government accountable. The Government Accountability Office, which released a 403-page report. Now I'm sure I know every one of those 403 pages. Yeah, in evaluating Washington's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, this conclusion was room for improvement. Gee, what a surprise there.
You know what? There was room for improvement before then. I know when my parents passed away how long it took us to get through to the Social Security office and get that taken care of, but without a pandemic.
Yeah, so. Social Security and the CDC kind of right on my list of people I really
Much, it's pretty much anything that deals with the government. So.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, in case you really want to take a quick journey to Illinois this weekend, Illinois casinos are being allowed to reopen on July the 1st.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. We got our own here. But the Illinois Gaming Board announced that the reopening date yesterday for public casino gambling and video gaming, this is in Illinois now, remember that, pandemic resumption plan has been submitted to the IGB by the casinos and terminal operators. The industry will be required to follow best practices for health and safety. Everybody's going to have to follow something.
Well, yeah, exactly. I honestly don't have any, I really don't have any desire to go anywhere. I've kind of enjoyed staying home and staying close and not having to be, granted, there are a few disadvantages to my not being able to do some of the traveling that I normally do. More of that is, based on some of the business that I have to conduct out of the county and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. But otherwise, it's been kind of nice to take a slower approach to life.
We're going
to
leave you on a sports note, which I don't ordinarily do. But in this case, I thought it was very interesting, especially what one of the football players said yesterday. New Orleans Saints safety Malcolm Jenkins is speaking out about the risk of coronavirus and returning to the gridiron. The safety said during his new role on CNN, the sport is, quote, not essential, unquote. That's from an NFL player saying it's not essential.
Well,
that
yeah,
says
he's probably got enough money in the bank that it's not bothering him at all. But some of these kids that are coming out just got drafted that are going in and they got college loans.
All right, and that the virus would almost need to be eliminated before he would feel comfortable about playing again. Jenkins pointed out it's easier for a league like the NBA to quarantine their players in a bubble, whereas it's virtually impossible with football. The NFL is currently still planning on having a full season. Good luck with that.
Yep. We'll see what happens.
I think it's going to be good luck with everybody.
Everything is to sit back and wait. So
that's right. Anything else you want to throw out before we get going?
No. Everybody just have a great weekend. I know we got storms projections for the weekend weather, but 90s are on their way to stay, and so everybody be safe.
All right. You have a great one, too.
You too.
All right. It's going to wrap it up for our show today. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny B's, Pepe's, and Greeks on the Square in Frankfort, Clinton County Daily News, along with Hardesty Landscaping, and our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, along with Slappy's Food and Freedom. Everybody, have a great day. Take care of yourselves. We will see you back here on Monday. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.